Now this word, and when they have looked at from one million to 3.5 million, yes, what shall I intend to give not on their bush has been broken, and little the righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the hands of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord made the days of the upright, and the inheritance shall be great.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you for your power that is working in our lives and situations to enforce your will. Thank you for breakthroughs you have given to us on every side. Thank you, Lord, for destroying the works of the enemy that were devised against us. Thank you for doing great things in our lives. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for giving us strength to conquer weaknesses. Thank you, Lord, for glorifying your name in our lives. We praise forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for the battles you fought for us. Battles of darkness that were too strong for us to overcome. Thank you for fighting them for us. Thank you, Lord, for peace and joy that fills our hearts and minds. Thank you, Father. We thank you for destroying limitations the enemy placed on our lives. Thank you for bringing your promises and prophecies to pass in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for healing our sicknesses and diseases. Thank you for setting us free from captivities of darkness. Thank you, Father. We thank you for sending opportunities into our lives that will lead us into success and prosperity. Thank you for those you have opened for us. Thank you, Father. We are here this evening, this night, this midnight, to seek your face, to worship you, and to pray. I ask, O Lord, that you meet us at the point of our needs. Glorify yourself in our midst. Magnify yourself in our midst. Answer our prayers. Give us blessings that are beyond our requests. Let your name be forever praised. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to take some worship songs before we go into prayer points. Our Father, our Father, who art in heaven, Amen. Our Lord, be thy name, our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Our Lord, be thy name. Our Father, our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Our Lord, be thy name. Our Father, our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Be thy name, I'll be your name, Lord, be thy name. Hallowed be your name, O Lord, hallowed be thy name. O our Father, our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Our Lord, be thy name. O our Father, our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Our Lord, be thy name. We are staying. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. We are staying. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. We are staying. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. We are staying. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Our Lord, we are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord, forever. Oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven, it is settled forever, forever, oh Lord, oh Lord. Your word is settled in heaven, it is settled. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Who is light on to thee? Oh Lord, who is light on to thee? Oh Lord, among the gods, among the gods. Who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. I will praise him. I will praise him. I will praise him forevermore. I will praise Jesus. I will praise him. I will praise him. I will praise him forevermore. Will you praise him? I will praise him. I will praise him. I will praise him forevermore. We are the Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We are the Father. Jesus is our Father. We are the Father. Almighty Father. Who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We are the Father. Unto the Lord. Be the glory, great things He has done unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto Jesus be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done, greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done, greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done, greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We are so grateful, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name. Hallelujah, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name. Hallelujah, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. Hallelujah. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. He made the blind to see. Hallelujah. He made the lame to walk. Hallelujah. He made the deaf to hear. Hallelujah. He made the dead to live. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. 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 Amen. Sing hallelujah. 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 Sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. He is Lord. Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Oh, He is Lord. He is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We begin to worship and bless His name. Worship and bless His name. Praise Him, magnify Him, glorify Him, Exalt him. Worship his majesty. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the all-sufficient God, the self-sufficient God, the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending, the one who was and who is to come, the bright and morning star. Worship and bless his name. He is the Almighty God. He changes anything, and he remains unchangeable. No one can change him, but he can change anything. Worship him. No one can stop him, but he can stop anything. He can stop anyone. No one can defeat him, but he defeats his enemies. He defeats his enemies. He has conquered his enemies. He has conquered the world. He has conquered hell. He has conquered death. Worship him. He has conquered principalities and powers of darkness. He has conquered all. We worship his Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. You're going to thank the Lord with this prayer. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for your grace that is working in my life. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your grace that is sustaining me. Thank you for your grace that is helping me. Thank you for your grace that is giving me victories. Let me about and begin to thank him. And thank you, Father, for your grace that is sufficient in my life. Thank you for your grace that is helping me. Thank you for your grace that is sustaining me. Thank you for your grace that is giving me dominion and victory over all darkness. Thank you, Father, for your grace that is working in my life. Thank you for your grace that is producing results in my life. Thank you for your grace that is helping me to please you. Thank you for your grace that is helping me to obey you. Thank you for your grace that is helping me to overcome temptations, to overcome sin. Thank you for your grace that is helping me to live a holy life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We ask the grace to thank the Lord. We say thank you, Father, for restoring my life from the arrows of the wicked. We say thank you, Father, for preserving my life from being hurt by the arrows of the enemy, by the arrows of agents of darkness. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Say thank you, Father, for preserving my life from untimely death. Say thank you, Lord, for preserving my life from being destroyed by my enemies. Say thank you, Lord, for preserving my life from being hit by arrows of destruction. The kingdom of darkness fired into my life. Say thank you, Father, for covering me with your wings. Thank you for protecting me with your shield. Thank you for hiding me in yourself. Thank you for keeping me secure from deadly attacks of the enemy. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, Father, thank you for taking good care of me. You're going to say, Father, thank you for taking good care of me. Thank you for meeting my needs. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say thank you, Father, for taking good care of me. Thank you for supplying all my needs according to your riches. According to your riches. In glory. Thank you, Father, for supplying all my needs. Thank you for taking good care of me. Thank you for feeding me every day. Thank you for feeding me on daily basis. Thank you for meeting me at the point of my need. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We're going to pray. We're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, reverse every Hebrew walk, the enemy has done against me. The Father, with your mighty hand, reverse every evil work the enemy has done against my life in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. The Father, reverse every evil work the enemy has done to hurt me. Every evil work that has been done in the air, done on the ground, done under the ground, under the head, done in the seas, every evil work the kingdom of darkness has done against my life, against my destiny, Father, reverse them now. With your mighty hand, reverse them now. Reverse them now. Reverse them now. Reverse them in the name of Jesus. Every evil work the enemy has done against me, let them be reversed right now. In the name of Jesus, let them be undone. Let the hand of God undo them. Every evil work that has been done, whether they were done in the visible realms or in the invisible realms, in the physical realm or in the spiritual realm, every evil work the enemy has done against me, let the hand of God undo them right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, with your mighty hand, undo them. Undo them. Reverse them right now. In the name of Jesus. Every evil work that has been done against my health, against my prosperity, against my success, against my progress, against my marital breakthrough, against my elevation and prosperity, oh Lord, undo them right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Help me to pray. Help me to say, Father, terminate every evil intention and determination in the minds of people against me. Every evil intention, every evil determination going on in the mind of any woman against my life, oh Lord, terminate them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, terminate every evil intention in people against my life. Every evil determination, evil agenda in the heart of anyone that is against my life, against my calling. O Lord, terminate them now. In the name of Jesus, let their evil intentions be turned to nothing. Let their evil determinations be turned to nothing. In the name of Jesus, let their evil intentions walk against them. In the name of Jesus, let their evil determinations begin to walk against them. In the name of Jesus, Father, terminate every evil intention in the hearts of anyone that is against me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every evil shadow that is following me about. The fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every evil shadow that is following me about to enforce evil, to cause evil, to stop with things. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. We need to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, the fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every evil shadow following me to cause evil, following me to stop the manifestation of good things, following me to hinder the manifestation of the will of God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, every negative utterance was spoken into my life is now affecting my life. Be cancelled right now. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to say every evil utterance that was spoken into my life, and it's now affecting my life, be understood right now, be terminated right now, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. As they get over fashion after the glove, be terminated, be terminated, be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, every evil utterance, every evil prophecy, every evil pronouncement, every evil curse, every evil spell that was spoken over my life, spoken into my life that is now affecting my life. In the name of Jesus, be cancelled right now. In the name of Jesus, be cancelled right now. In the name of Jesus, be cancelled right now. Be cancelled right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, oh, be afraid. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. We're going to say in the name of Jesus. Cast out every spirit of darkness. Manipulating my thoughts. Manipulating my thinking. Controlling my thoughts. Controlling my thinking. Begin to say, I stop out God's spirit from my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, I cast out every spirit of darkness. Manipulating my thoughts. Controlling my thoughts. Controlling my thoughts. Being lost fully. Controlling my thoughts. To think negatively. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost drive out such spirits from our life. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost drive out such spirits from my mind, from my brain, from my emotions, right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of darkness that is walking in my mind, controlling my thoughts to go in a negative direction. Controlling my thoughts to go against the will of God. Come out right now. In the name of Jesus, I command you to come out of my life. I believe you are praying. Place your right hand on your head and come out of that spirit. That spirit is going to destroy your life. If you don't cast it out, every spirit of darkness controlling my thoughts to go in the direction that is contrary to the will of God, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of darkness walking in my mind, giving me thoughts that is not of God, giving me imaginations that is not of God. Come out right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of darkness walking in my emotions, giving me feelings that is not of God, giving me feelings that is contrary to the will of God, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of darkness walking in my soul, to make me to surrender to Satan, to make me to surrender to sin. Come out right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Control my life to go in the direction God wants. The Holy Spirit, fill my life to overflowing. Control my life to go in the direction of the will of God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, fill up my life and control my life. The Holy Spirit, fill up my life and take over my life. Take over my life. Take over the control of my life. Let my life go in the direction of the will of God. Holy Spirit, take over the control of my life. Move my life to go in the direction of God's will. Not in the direction of my own will. Not in the direction of the will of the enemy, of the will of Satan, but in the direction of God's will. Holy Spirit, fill me up to overflowing. Control my life henceforth to go in the direction of God's will. Do not allow my life to go in another direction that is different from God's will. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. The Bible says, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. So, which also implies that just the way anyone can be drunk with wine, you can also be drunk with the Holy Ghost. You can be drawn in the Holy Ghost. And then the Holy Ghost begins to control you. You know, people that are drunk with wine, they will lose control. Yeah, they will lose control. Sometimes they will not even be able to walk properly. Sometimes they will find themselves somewhere else. They are going this direction, then they'll find themselves going another direction because they are drunk. So the same way, we should be drunk with the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost begins to lead us in His own direction. So you are going to pray. You are still going to raise up your right hand. Help me to say, Holy Spirit, bring me to the point where I am no longer the one in charge of my life. Bring me to the point where you are the only one in charge, where you are the one driving my life wherever you want. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, fill me to the point where I am no longer the one in control of my life. Fill me to the point where I am no longer the one in charge of my life. Fill me to the point where you are the one driving my life wherever you want it to go. Holy Spirit, fill me to that point. In the name of Jesus. Fill me to the point where it is no longer me. It is now only you operating. Holy Spirit, fill me to the point where it is no longer me living, where it is no longer me operating, where it is now only you that is operating, that is living through me, that is moving through me. Holy Spirit, you make it to that point. You may hope to that point where I lose control over my life. You make it to the point where you become the driver of my life. And you then drive it anywhere you want. Holy Spirit, fill me to that point. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. You are going to say, I receive grace to be born beyond what my physical eyes is saying. You're going to say, I receive grace to believe and trust God beyond my physical senses. Open your mouth and pray like that. I receive grace to believe and trust God beyond what my physical eyes can see. May I receive grace to believe and trust God beyond my physical senses. I receive grace now in the name of Jesus. I receive grace to believe God even when the things happening around me does not encourage faith, does not encourage my faith. Say, I receive grace to believe God. Say, I receive grace to trust God even when my physical senses are not encouraging my faith. Even when the things I see with my eyes are not encouraging my faith, even when the things happening around me in my environment are not encouraging my faith, Even when the people I am surrounded with are not encouraging my faith, I receive grace to still trust God. I receive grace to still believe God. In the name of Jesus. Even if my feelings does not encourage my faith, I receive grace to trust God. I receive grace to believe God beyond what my physical senses are saying. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You have to raise up the right hand. You are going to pray with us. You are going to say in the name of Jesus, let every ancient gate of limitation standing before me to hinder my progress open right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray that. So let every ancient gate of limitation, every ancestral gate of limitation, blocking my progress, open before me right now. In the name of Jesus, every ancestral gate of limitation that limited my parents and now is blocking my progress, I command that gate to open right now. Open in Jesus' name. Every ancestral gate of limitation, ancestral wall of limitation, blocking my progress, blocking my success, break into pieces right now. In the name of Jesus, every ancestral wall of limitation that stops my ancestors from fulfilling their destinies, that stopped my parents and grandparents from fulfilling their destinies, I command you to break in pieces. In the name of Jesus, you shall not stop me, even if you stop my ancestors. You shall not be able to stop me. I command you to sink into the ground. Every wall that is blocking my progress to the next level, every ancestral wall of limitation blocking my progress to the next level, sink right now into the ground forever. In the name of Jesus, sink into the ground right now. Just as the wall of Jericho sank into the ground, I command you to sink into the ground. In the name of you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy every darkness that is destroying opportunities before they get to me. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy every darkness destroying opportunities before they reach me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Let the hunger of God destroy every darkness destroying opportunities before they reach me. Let them be consumed by the hunger of God. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Right now, let them be destroyed by the hunger of God. Let them be destroyed by the hunger of God. Every darkness, every power, blocking opportunities from reaching me, destroying opportunities before they reach me, be consumed by the hunger of God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, be destroyed by the hunger of God right now. In the name of Jesus, your Son. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray the same way, like this. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy every darkness, destroying blessings before they reach me. Every darkness aborting blessings before they reach me. Every darkness hijacking blessings before they reach me. Let the hunger of God destroy them all. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God consume them. Every witchcraft that is hijacking my blessings before they reach me, let the hunger of God consume them now. Every demon hijacking my blessings, aborting my blessings before they come to me, before they reach my hands, let the hunger of God consume them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every satanic agent, satanic creator that is terminating my blessings, aborting my blessings before they reach me, let the hunger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of deception that is putting me on the wrong path. Every spirit of deception deceiving me to go in the wrong path. You will not leave me into the future God has for me. So it is saying, I bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. I bind every spirit of deception deceiving me to follow a wrong path that will not lead to the future God has for me. I bind that spirit right now. I bind that spirit right now. I bind that spirit right now. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit of deception confusing me, misleading me to go on a path, to follow a path that cannot lead to where God is taking me, I bind them now. In the name of Jesus, you shall not function in my life. Spirit of deception shall not function in my life. In the name of Jesus, spirit of deception shall not function in my life. In the name of Jesus, I hope you pray that prayer. I hope you are praying that prayer. Once you follow a wrong path, that's the end. That's the end of your destiny. Once you follow the wrong path, say, I bind every spirit of deception that is confusing and deceiving me. Follow a path that doesn't lead to the future God has created for me, to the future God has prepared for me. I bind that spirit right now. I remove my feet from every wrong path. I have been deceived to follow. I remove my feet now. I turn back now. In the name of Jesus, I remove my feet from every path I have been deceived to follow. That is not going to lead me to the future God has prepared for me. I remove my feet from such paths right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to raise up your right hand. You are going to say, I receive strength. I receive power to conquer the same forces of darkness that have been over me in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. I receive strength now. I receive strength now. I receive power now. I receive power now to defeat, to overcome the same powers, the same forces of darkness that have been oppressing me, that have been ruling over me. In the name of Jesus, I receive authority, I receive dominion, I receive power, I receive fire, I receive weapons, I receive divine weapons to conquer the same powers of darkness, the same forces of darkness that have been ruling over me up to now. I receive divine weapons to crush them. I receive anointing to conquer them. I receive grace to overcome them all, to consume them all, to destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, the same kingdoms of darkness, I receive power to crush them all. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to see from this day onward, thou no longer be a slave to my weaknesses. You're going to see from this day onward, I shall no longer be a slave to weakness. I shall no longer be a slave to weakness. I shall always be stronger than my weaknesses. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, from this day onward, I shall no longer be a slave to weakness. I shall be stronger than every weakness that I feel. In the name of Jesus. I shall no longer be a slave to my weaknesses. I shall rule over my weaknesses. I shall be stronger than my weaknesses. In the name of Jesus. I shall no longer be controlled by my weaknesses. I shall be stronger than my weaknesses. From this day onward, in the name of Jesus, I shall be stronger than my weaknesses. I shall not bow of my weaknesses. I shall control my weaknesses. I shall dominate my weaknesses. I shall rule over my weaknesses from this day onward, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. name. You are going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, from this day onward, I shall not follow opinions of men, ideas of men, counsels of men, suggestions of men that is contrary to the will of God for my life. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, from this day onward, I shall not follow opinions of men, counsels of men, ideas of men, advices of men that is contrary to the will of God for my life. I shall not follow. I shall not follow. I shall not listen to them in the name of Jesus. Pray like that. Say, I shall not listen to counsels of men, suggestions of men, ideas of men, opinions of men, advices of men that is contrary to the plans of God for my life, that is contrary to the will of God for my life. My soul shall not follow such counsels. My mind shall not receive such counsels. In the name of Jesus, you, my soul, you shall not obey me. You shall not surrender to opinions of men, to counsels of men. That is a is the will of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I'm going to pray. I'm going to say, in the name of Jesus, every operation of darkness that is feeding me with demonic meal in my dreams, the Holy Ghost right now. I'm going to say, every operation of darkness, activity of darkness that is feeding me with evil meal in my dreams, be consumed by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and pray that. Mahasha Deteshedegra. Much fire of the Holy Ghost. Every activity of witchcraft that is introducing poisons into my life through my dreams. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost right now. Every activity of witchcraft, every activity of Marine Spirit that is introducing evil meals, feeding me with evil food, evil meal in my dreams, which fire of the Holy Ghost right now, in the name of Jesus, every engagement of darkness happening in my dreams to initiate my spirit, the Holy Ghost right now, in the name of Jesus, every demonic engagement going on in my dreams, happening to me in my dreams, to introduce evil into my life, be consumed by fire of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, on behalf of me, amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, "Oh Lord of hosts, rest. Destroy every power that set limits on my life. Every power that has set a limit that I can't go far beyond this, beyond that. Oh Lord of hosts, rest and destroy them now. Every power of darkness that has set limits on my life, saying I cannot prosper beyond a certain level, saying I can't succeed beyond a certain level, saying I cannot rise beyond a certain level, oh Lord of hosts, arrest and destroy them. Begin to pray like God. Oh Lord of hosts, arrest and destroy them. Every principality of darkness that has set the limits of my life, saying that my life cannot arise beyond a certain level. Oh Lord of hosts, arrest and destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, every satanic agent, demonic creature that have set a limit on my life, that have set a limit on my calling, set a limit on my destiny, and I've said that I can't prosper beyond a certain level, oh Lord of hosts, arrest and destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, destroy them and destroy the limit they have set on my life. Destroy them, destroy the limitation they have set on my life right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray the same prayer concerning your spiritual growth. You'll need to say, "Oh Lord of hosts, destroy every limitation the enemy has set on my spiritual growth. Every limitation that says I cannot grow spiritually beyond a certain level. Oh Lord of hosts, destroy them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Every limitation set on my spiritual life, every limitation that says I can't grow spiritually beyond a certain level, oh Lord of hosts, consume them now. Destroy the limitations and destroy the forces of darkness that have set those limitations. In the name of Jesus, every limitation on my spiritual life that is saying that I can't know God beyond a certain level. Every limitation that says I cannot know God beyond a certain level. Every limitation that says I can't draw close to God as I should. Oh Lord of hosts, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Destroy those limitations and destroy the forces that have set them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I come out of every web of darkness that has put my life, that has put the journey of my life at a standstill. You're going to say, I come out of every web of darkness that is causing stagnation in my life, that have kept my life to remain at this spot. You're going to say, I break out of such a web right now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. That I come out of every wave of darkness that has pinned my life to a point that has limited my life, pinned my life to a certain spot such that my life is not moving forward, is not going backwards, is just pinned at this spot. It's to say, I break out of such a wave of darkness. In the name of Jesus, I come out of every wave of darkness that has placed my life at a standstill, that has put my life in stagnation, that has pinned my life to a spot. Pinned my life to a spot. I break out of such a web right now in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft web that has pinned my life to a spot, with the name in my life, stopping my life from moving forward, into pieces right now. Release me right now. Every web of witchcraft that have pinned my life to a spot, stopping my life from moving forward, break into pieces right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, deliver me from every attitude and habit that is the reason why my life is not moving forward. The Holy Spirit, deliver me from every attitude and habit that is the reason why my life is not moving forward. That is the cause of my stagnation. Holy Spirit, deliver me right now. Open your mouth and pray. Deliver me, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Deliver me, Holy Spirit, from every attitude, every habit, every lifestyle that is the cause of my stagnation, that is the cause of my delays, that is the cause of my limitations. Holy Spirit, deliver me. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say the name of Jesus. Let the power of Jesus come into the building. Destroy every evil work buried in the ground. Every evil work buried in the ground, destroy these things in my life. Let the power of Jesus enter into the ground. For those wrongs, open your mouth and pray like that. Say in the name of Jesus, let the power of Jesus enter into the ground and destroy every evil work buried in the ground. What me? Every evil work, evil man buried in the ground, every evil work that the panic agent buried in the ground, what me to provide me let the power of Jesus enter into the ground and destroy them. Let the power of Jesus enter into the ground and destroy them in the name of Jesus. Let the power of Jesus enter into the ground and destroy every enchantment, every spell, every witchcraft that have been buried into the ground. Help me to destroy these things in my life, to terminate my life. Let the power of Jesus enter into the ground right now and consume them all. Whatever work the enemy has buried in the ground, whatever evil work, evil spell, evil enchantment that have been buried into the ground to walk against my life, calling and destiny, let the power of Jesus enter into the ground and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, let the power of Jesus enter into the ground and destroy those walls and destroy those enchantments and destroy those divinations and destroy those sorcery, those magic, those witchcraft right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. If you are still going to pray that prayer point again, you're going to say, let the power of Jesus enter into the ground and destroy every evil work that has been done in the ground, buried in the ground, to walk against my life, calling and destiny. Let the power of Jesus enter into the ground and destroy them. And destroy them. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let the power of Jesus enter into the ground right now and destroy every evil work buried in the ground, every evil work done under the ground, to walk against my life, calling and destiny. Let the power of Jesus go into the ground and destroy them. In the name of Jesus, let the power of Jesus appear in the ground and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every satanic works, satanic enchantment, satanic divination, sorcery, every satanic spell that has been buried into the ground against my calling, against my life, against my health, against my destiny, let the power of Jesus enter into the ground and destroy them right now. In the name of Jesus, let the power of Jesus enter into the ground and destroy them right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, whom we are praying. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to say, I invoke the power that is in the death and resurrection of Jesus to destroy every covenant that has been done against my life in the grave. Every covenant made with the grave, done with the grave against my life, I invoke the power in the death and resurrection of Jesus to consume them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to say, I invoke the power in the death and resurrection of Jesus to destroy every covenant made with the grave against my life. Every covenant made with the grave against my destiny, against my calling, let the power in the death and resurrection of Jesus destroy them now. Let the power in the death and resurrection of Jesus destroy those covenants right now. Every covenant made with the grave, made in the grave against my life. Every covenant is established in the grave, planted in the grave, done in the grave against my life. Let the power in the death and resurrection of Jesus consume them now. In the name of Jesus, let the power in the death and resurrection of Jesus dissolve such covenants. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every covenant in the grave that is walking against my life, every evil covenant from the grave that is working against my life, working against my destiny, working against my calling, and I invoke the power in the death and resurrection of Jesus to consume them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I invoke the power in the death and resurrection of Jesus to destroy covenants of darkness in the grave, from the grave that is walking against my life. In the name of Jesus, let them be destroyed by the power in the death and resurrection of Jesus. Let them be destroyed by the power in the death and resurrection of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. If you are going to pray, you're going to say, I invoke the power in the death and resurrection of Jesus to release every blessing and treasure that belongs to me in the grave. Every blessing that has been locked up in the grave. Every treasure, every of my blessing, every of my treasure that has been locked up in the grave, let the power in the death and resurrection of Jesus release them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let the power in the death and resurrection of Jesus Release unto me every of my treasure that has been locked up in the grave. Every of my blessing locked up in the grave. Let the power in the death and resurrection of Jesus release them now unto me in the name of Jesus. I call forth the power and the in the death and resurrection of Jesus to release unto me my blessings and treasures locked up in the grave right now in the name of Jesus. God, let the power in the death and resurrection of Jesus release them unto me now. My blessings and treasures locked up in hell, locked up in the grave, locked up under the sea. Let the power in the death and resurrection of Jesus release them unto me right now. In the name of Jesus. You find. In Jesus' name, oh, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have six more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release instant judgment upon every externality of darkness who has been controlling my life, controlling the affairs of my life against your will. Oh Lord, release instant judgment upon them. Personalities of darkness that have been controlling my days to go against your will. Father, release instant judgment upon them. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, release instant judgment. Release instant judgment upon every personality of darkness that is controlling my days to go against your will, to go against your plans. Oh Lord, release your judgment upon them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, release your judgment. Release your judgment. Release your judgment. Right now, in the name of Jesus, release your judgment upon every personality of darkness, principality of darkness that is sitting over the affairs of my life, making it difficult for your will to happen in my life. Father, release your judgment upon them. Release instant judgment upon them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let them be utterly destroyed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have five more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I break out of every prison of darkness that is holding me captives that have been holding me captive for years. You're going to say, I break out of every prison of darkness that have been holding me captive for years. I break out right now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. I break out right now in the name of Jesus from every prison of darkness that has been holding me captive for years. I come out right now in the name of Jesus, by the power in the name of Jesus. I come out of every prison of darkness that has been holding my spirit, soul, and body captive for a long time. I break loose. I break out. I come out by the power in the blood of Jesus, by the power in the name of Jesus, by the power in the death and resurrection of Jesus. I come out right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have three. Amen. We have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, every power that is making me to make right decisions and not be able to do them, every power that is making me to make decisions, right decisions, and not be able to carry them out, lose your hold over my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Every power making me to make right decisions and not be able to carry them out. Every power making me to plan good things and not be able to actualize them. Lose your hold over my life. Lose your control over my life. In the name of Jesus. Every power that is making me to make good plans, but not realize those plans. Every power making me to make right decisions, but not carry them out. I command you to lose your hold over my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Lose your hold over my life. Powers of darkness making it difficult for me to carry out my good plans. Powers of darkness making it difficult for me to carry out my good intentions, to carry out my good decisions. lose your hold over my life right now. In the name of Jesus, powers of darkness making it hard for me to align my good plans, lose your hold over my life right now. In the name of Jesus, powers of darkness causing me to procrastinate things that it's important to the fulfillment of my destiny. Powers of darkness making me to postpone things that are very important, things that should be done immediately because they are important to my life and destiny. Lose your hold over my life. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. We are going to pray. We are going to say, Father, bring into my life the right people that walk with to be able to fulfill my calling and destiny. Say, Father, bring into my life the right people I must walk with to be able to fulfill my calling and destiny. Bring them into my life right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Bring them into my life, the right people I need to walk with, the right people I need to partner with, the right people I need to work with for me to be able to fulfill my destiny. Oh Lord, bring them into my life. The right people I must work with. The right people I must partner with for my destiny and calling to be fulfilled in the head. Oh Lord, bring them into my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus. Every document for my life to move forward, every document that must receive approval, that must receive validation, every document that must receive successful approval for my life to move forward at this time, let them begin to receive those approvals. Begin to pray like that. Every document that needs to be approved in a way, every document that needs to be validated, that needs to be approved in a way, so that my life can move forward at this time. Any document that needs to be signed in a way, so that my life can make progress at this time. Let the angels of the Lord begin to enforce the approval. Let the angels of the Lord begin to enforce the signatures right now in the name of Jesus. Pray like that. Even if you don't know of any document, just pray. The entry document that must be signed, approved, or validated for my life to move forward at this time. Let the angels of the Lord go forth right now and begin to enforce the approval. I begin to enforce the signature. I begin to enforce the validation in the name of Jesus. Let the angels of the Lord begin to enforce the approval and the validation of such documents right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to pray for your family members. You're going to say the name of Jesus. Let the power of God reverse every evil the enemy has sent into the lives of my family members. Let the power of God reverse them. Let the power of God send them back to the senders. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. And let the power of God reverse every evil the enemy has fired into the lives of my family members, into the lives of my siblings, parents, into the lives of my children, spouse, grandchildren. Begin to pray like that. Let the power of God reverse the evil. Right now in the name of Jesus. Let the power of God reverse the evil. Let the evil go back to its senders. Right now in the name of Jesus. Let the power of God reverse the evil right now. Every evil fired into the lives of my family members be reversed now by the power of God in the name of Jesus. Be reversed right now. Thank you, Lord. Amen. In the name of your prayer. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you now. I'm going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you're so faithful. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your compassion toward us. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done in our lives already. Thank you for your touch upon our lives. Thank you, Lord, for your presence on our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. Thank you for destroying our captivities. Thank you for releasing our health and treasures and blessings. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your power that is changing our lives and situations. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Ask, O Lord, that you remember your promises and prophecies concerning everyone here and bring them to pass right now. In the name of Jesus, I ask, O Lord, that you remove every cause of darkness that is working in the lives of your people here. O Lord, remove those causes from their lives right now in the name of Jesus. Every help they should have gotten by now, but haven't gotten them yet, I ask, O Lord, that you connect them with those helps right now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the helpers you should have met by now, but haven't met them, let the hand of God connect you with them now. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that whatsoever you lay your hands upon from this day onwards shall prosper in the name of Jesus. The glory that God has destined for you before you were born, I decree that glory rise and shine right now in the name of Jesus. The strength of God shall be your strength from this day onward. In the name of Jesus, you shall devour your enemies as a lion devours its prey. You shall devour your enemies. You shall destroy your enemies. In the name of Jesus, you shall see the end of your problems. That you shall see the power of God swallow up all your problems forever. In the name of Jesus, every limitation that have been set on your spiritual growth, I command them to break right now. In the name of Jesus. Every limitation set on your finances to promote poverty, to cause poverty and lack and scarcity in your life. I destroy that limitation right now in the name of Jesus. The grace of God shall move your life forward. The power of God shall lift up your life in the name of Jesus. Every utterance you see in the place of prayer can export very power and anointing and authority in the name of Jesus. Every garment of shame and disgrace and dishonor the enemy has placed upon you, I command them to disappear right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of darkness that is following you to cause troubles, to cause sorrows, I bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Every darkness that has blindfolded your spiritual eyes, I bind that darkness. I cast out that darkness from your life in the name of Jesus. Henceforth, the eyes of your spirit shall be opened, shall be enlightened to see the things God wants to show you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.